Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. And we continue as Chris Broussard continues his vacation. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
No doubt. And filling in for Mr. Chris Broussard, VJ Husky.
Wow.
Better known as Vanilla Funny. What up, VJ?
What's going on, Cool Robski? How you living, baby?
Man, I'm doing great. Doing great. We're going to do a little radio show. We're going to have some fun. We're going to chop it up. We'll debate. We'll get some callers involved. Looking forward to the next 3 hours here on Fox Sports Radio. What about you?
Absolutely. Of course, man. I've been looking for it all day. Took my son. Had a father-son day today. Took my 2-year-old Cameron out. We had lunch. Went, did a little shopping. Got some relaxation. Then got home. Got my mind right. And got in my zone I need to be in to come in and do good high-octane entertainment sports talk with my man Cool Rob Ski, Uncle Rob Parker today, man. So I'm blessed, bro. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. No doubt. Can't wait to get it started. Coming up on the program, we're going to talk with Marcus Cromartie, of course, the former NFL DB. He's an NFL analyst. Eddie House, of course, the former NBA champ and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We'll get to him. And J.R. Gamble, the managing editor from MLBBro.com, with a little foul or fair. So we got a full plate, full show, and we're ready to go. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. And, of course, our producer is Rob G, who surprisingly is not on vacation like Chris. I know. Rob, do you got any vacation coming up or no?
Yeah, I'll be off tomorrow, Rob.
Oh, tomorrow. There you go. There you go. I knew it was coming soon. Wow. And, of course, Alex, our engineer. Alex, you good? You ready
to
roll?
Yes, I am. So hello to you, Mr. Rob.
That's right. After you were off yesterday, Heavy Don Heavy was in for you.
Yeah, I hope he did all right, too.
Yes, and Monty Bolaños.
Bolaños.
Monty, where are you?
I'm right here.
Monty Bolaños.
There you go. Now you got it.
Bolaños.
Bolaños. Yes. Let's see how many times you butcher it today, Rob.
No. Bolaños. I got it.
You got it.
All you got to do is tell me one time in my ear.
8, 9, 10.
No. Monty Bolaños.
You got it. There you go. You got it.
I'm from New York. I can just figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good.
No, I had a glizzy in my mouth.
See, that's why I botched it the first time. I just was like a little off kilter.
Thank you. All right. Let's get it kicked up and started. And we're going to start with the NBA, VJ. And, you know, there was a story out basically saying that some anonymous general managers around the NBA were quote unquote livid. They were livid that Kevin Durant made a ultimatum to the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, saying it's me or them, and basically that he wanted the general manager Sean Marks and he wanted the coach Steve Nash, both canned, and basically said, hey, Steve Marks, you know, brought those guys in, did everything they wanted. They signed off on Steve Nash. And now basically, you know, they're sticking a knife in both of those guys' backs. And they want what they want. Otherwise, KD doesn't want to be there. And that all sounds good. And I get it. Whenever you feel, VJ, like somebody's strong-arming you and they're hijacking your team and telling you what to do, even though they don't own it, you know, people, it doesn't feel good. But the reality is, and you can stop me, but the reality is this is the NBA. Mm-hmm. And it's a players' league. And I don't care what anybody says. When it comes push to shove and it's about keeping a player compared to a coach, I'm always going to pick the player. I just am because that's what this league is all about.
Absolutely. But you know what the funniest part about all of this is that this is business as usual. This is nothing new. It's just that the fact that it really leaked out that Durant verbalized it's either me, Marks, or Nash. Like it was put out there that these were his exact words. LeBron has done this numerous times in his career, right? David Blatt, does anybody remember that coach? But of course, no, he had nothing to do with that.
You mean David Blatt? What did they go to the finals that year?
Yeah.
He went to the finals.
Yeah, took him to the finals.
Year.
Yeah, took him to the finals. But, you know, Magic Johnson, right? When he first came to the Lakers, Tom Brady with Bruce Arians. And Arians went quietly because he's already got a ring. So it's easy to go, yeah, I'm going to just go sit up in the office and just relax. We know what's up. But the reason why people have beef with it is because it was like it was out there. You know what I'm saying? Like it was – this is what Durant said. You could say choose the player – but I've also heard people say the Nets need to do what's best for them, the Brooklyn Nets, and not Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant. So now we're going to get into this in this conundrum where people are going to go, well, no, you always go with the player. Oh, well, record scratch, let's back up. A month and a half ago, everybody was saying, a lot of people, no, you got to do what's best for the Nets. If Durant don't want to be there and they did all these moves for him and listened to him, now he wants out, oh, no, move him then. You got to move him. So that's where I kind of sit with this, man. I agree with you. I think you probably do keep the player because it is Kevin Durant, but the Nets said they were going to do what's best for them.
Yeah, but the only problem is, first of all, if I was the owner, I would have never sent that tweet out. I think he made a big mistake because basically without him confirming that report,
It would just be a report, an anonymous report, and you could always play it off that never happened.
Yeah.
But when he tweeted, like, we're going to do what's best for the, it just, you don't have to justify it or validate it. Let it go. Unless it was a quote from Kevin Durant or a quote from Steve Nash saying that's what it is. It's your word against theirs. You don't have to validate it. So, I know these guys think that they're so savvy and they're billionaires and they're smart. But as a newspaper reporter for the last 36 years, I'm telling you, you don't do that. Don't validate an unnamed source by lending credence to it. And that's what he did. And for all the people like, oh, this is crazy. This is the inmates running the asylum and all this, the prison and all that. Magic Johnson was one of the most revered players in NBA history.
Yep.
In his third year in the NBA, mm-hmm. had Paul Westhead run out of the Lakers as head coach.
Yep.
Hello? Is this on? Where are all those people like, oh, Kevin Durant's the worst guy in the world? Now, I'm not defending Kevin Durant at any stretch of the imagination. But this is not new. And I agree with you, whether they write it or not, that Tom Brady, as long as Bruce Arians was there, was going to retire.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Bruce Arians is retiring out of nowhere.
And Brady's back.
And then Brady comes back.
Yep, comes right
Stop.
Back. Also,
Stop.
Too. Yep.
Right. So those things are, this is a part of the NBA. It's not new. All those anonymous GMs belly aching. It's buffoonery to me.
Yeah. I tell you something else, too. The first thing I thought of was, okay, what happened here? Like, what happened in Brooklyn? What happened? I saw
no sleep till Brooklyn. I think that's what it was.
Beastie Boys, baby. That's early mid-80s right there. That's us. But I really want to know what happened here. Why all of a sudden does he not want the coach and the GM? And before it was just about the Kyrie thing and then the vaccination. Scoop Johnson came out, I think it was yesterday, day before yesterday, said that it wasn't Harden. Harden didn't leave because of Kyrie. That's all fluff. He knows firsthand. His exact words, I know firsthand. That's not what it was. Him and Kyrie are cool. I want to know, Rob, what happened here, man, to where the wheels in Brooklyn have completely fallen off to now names are being and quotes are being dropped, the it's me or them type thing, man. I mean, you guys are in the know a little better than I am. Could you imagine what's going on in there and what exactly happened that's leading to all of this?
Well, I mean, I just think when something goes awry, and it's just a lot of things, when they were together, they were great. And I mean, like, this whole narrative, and I know we could talk about it forever. Kevin Durant's foot isn't on the line when he knocks down that three. That could have changed the whole dynamics of this.
Big
I
toe.
Mean, that is really how close it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. He almost did it by himself. James Harden was hobbled. Kyrie was injured. And yet he would have knocked out Giannis and them. It would have changed so many things. They might have gone to the finals that year. They might have won it. You know, they might have. That's how great Kevin Durant was playing. But last year with the vaccination and Kyrie derailed the season, James Harden just wasn't himself. We saw it in Philly. Like, the Nets actually got lucky because James Harden's going the other way. When he got to Philadelphia, he played great for like five games. And then he went down the tubes. But anyway, I think it's easy. And I think you're right that this stuff happens behind the scenes a lot. There's always those conversations and people get, you wonder, why did the coach retire all of a sudden? Or and he said he wanted to spend more time with his family. And then a year or two later, he's got another job.
Yeah.
Right? Because it really wasn't about that. People try to save face all the time. And I think that's why I think the Nets owner made a huge mistake by validating it.
Opening night. Ball's tip for the Brooklyn Nets. Are Kyrie and Kevin Durant wearing Brooklyn Net uniforms, in your opinion?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know where they're going.
Exactly.
And when the owner talks about doing what's best for the organization, giving away Kevin Durant, and especially to the Boston Celtics, to me, can't be. It's still a business. You're still trying to sell tickets. Do you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
Like, you can't do that.
No.
Like, that. Like you, it hurts your bottom line, people who bought season tickets, demanding a refund if you're in Brooklyn and they break that team up. I mean, there's a lot of ramifications financially that hurt you as well. So we're going to get into this, and we want to hear from you. Is Kevin Durant's them or me ultimatum really as egregious as the anonymous executives say it is? Or is this the NBA as we know it? 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple. VJ Husky in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless this is how it is in the NBA in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
It is a worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, VJ Husky in for The Vacation, and Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And AutoZone has your free services you need to get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save both time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And we're talking about Kevin Durant, anonymous GMs pushing back, making it like this is something new. This has happened for as long as I remember covering the NBA, dating all the way back to like 1982 or 3 with Magic Johnson in his third year in the NBA when he had Paul Westhead run out of Los Angeles as the Lakers coach. Where are you? Is this egregious or is this the NBA? 877-99 on Fox, and I know, VJ, people want to jump in.
Yes, sir. So let's get right to it, man. We got Tim coming in from the ATL. Tim, you're live right now on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, VJ, Vernon Husky. How you feeling about Kevin Durant and this whole thing going on with the Brooklyn Nets? Talk to us, Tim.
Yo, what up, Rob? What up, VJ?
How you?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Good. I got a different take. Check this out now. So if this is Steph or this is Giannis, I don't hesitate. And usually you go with the superstar. I get it. You know, I remember, I'm old enough to remember Magic and, you know, with the Paul Westhead thing. But I just don't trust KD and Kyrie. I mean, you could give in and give them what they want this year, and they turn around the next year and come up with another excuse of why they don't want to be there.
Okay,
I just don't trust.
Let me say this. Let me say this, Tim. Hang on. I agree with you from this standpoint. If I'm the owner, KD has to commit to the 4 years, the rest of his contract, if I'm going to make that move. Do you know, like, you got to give me a commitment, no trade request, nothing. You got, if I'll do this, but you got to be here, play out your contract, and win me a championship in Brooklyn. That's the only way I would do it.
Yeah, now if I could get that's the only way, because otherwise, I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Right, but this isn't new. You could admit that, right? This ain't new.
No, it's not new. No, I'm 54 years old. I'm old enough to remember Magic Johnson with the – he literally ran that guy out of town, you know,
right,
out of L.A., so.
Yep, and Magic's considered one of the greatest. Nobody holds that against him. I'm not saying it's a good look, and especially with KD, but it ain't the end of the world. Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it.
Man said he can't trust them, so I ain't mad at him, public enemy style. All right, let's go over to your spot, man. Somebody coming in from D-Town, Detroit. I believe this is Racide from Detroit. Talk to us about Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, that's Super Racide. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Super.
You.
No, up, my bad. Super.
Racide. So this is the Super Perspective. And, yeah, that's right. I can trust Kyrie and KD. Trust them to do what? Make Brooklyn relevant. They made them relevant. They made them for 3 years projected to win the championship. So, therefore, they made Brooklyn. Bro, Brooklyn was what? Bottom feeders. Brooklyn was struggling. And then along came these two and made them a household name. So, yeah. I'm with KD. I'm with Kyrie. Matter of fact, Kyrie need to make some demands too as well. And I think KD want to get rid of that GM because of the way he treated Kyrie. Because look,
no. Kyrie, I don't even what demands he didn't. He hasn't played enough for me. I'm not giving him an extension. This is like a year to reestablish a VJ. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He needs to reestablish himself. That's why there was no takers for trades for him. You can't trust him. You're talking about not trusting Kevin Durant. You can't trust him. And he has to re-establish himself. I'm not giving a guy
a max contract extension when you haven't played for us. I don't care.
I agree with you. I wouldn't have given him the 4 or 5, but what I would have done is try to get him to compromise on maybe a 2 or 3, since Durant still got 4 left on his deal, and he's making 37.
I want him to get back to
playing
basketball, and sometimes, you know, when there's a walk year and you have to play for your bread, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I get it.
Like, but that might be the best year you get from him.
Well, he's guaranteed $37 million anyway, so even if he halves it this year, then he's still going to make his $37 million. So that part of it didn't really matter to me. But we'll take this last one from my home state, man, the big VA, Virginia. Scott from Virginia, man, you're live right now on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, VJ Vernon Husky sitting in for Chris Broussard. Talk to us, buddy. Where you stand with Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets?
I look at this as a business perspective right now. You have to realize KD has been throwing a lot of drama. A lot of drama. Golden State had drama. OKC, he had drama. And now in Brooklyn, he's had drama. Do you think these playoff teams want to have that drama? Regardless, he's talented. Top 5 in the league. But you have to consider a team, Boston, having to ship off 2 starters, 3 bench, and 2 first-round picks. But then you've got Sacramento on the other side that has the capital. OKC, he can make a home stand back at OKC because they've got 47 first-rounders in the next 5 years.
Yeah, as if that's going to get it done for you. You need talent.
Yeah, you need talent nowadays.
Exactly. I mean, look at Lillard. I mean, Lillard's been holding the team up the whole time he's been there. I mean, you're going to have him and 4 bench guys starting. That's all he has to realize that.
No, but I think it comes down to, thanks for the call, appreciate it,
yep,
you know, being relevant and being in the mix. And Kevin Durant's one of the best players who ever played this game. And sometimes you got to deal with a person's personality and how they operate. And sometimes people who are really talented or quote-unquote geniuses, they're different and difficult people to deal with. It's not that easy. Everybody's not the same. Some guys you don't have to bother with, VJ, and then there's other guys that, you know, you got to coddle and make them feel good all the time and bend over backwards to make them feel right, and it's a delicate balance. Do we have one more to squeeze in?
Yeah, we got one more to squeeze in, man. Jerome from Charleston is on right now, man. You're live on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, VJ Vernon Husky, talk to us, man. Kevin Durant and the Nets, where do you stand with it, brother?
Time to make the best deal and send him packing. He's too much of a headache. He's going over the coach and the GM's head to the owner. Oh, no. That's
there's no
back.
But what package? This is the problem. You're not going to get equal value. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, you're going to just dump him for no matter what it is?
No, we're going to make the best possible deal we can make, and then he's got to go. Because this is like insubordination in the military, and you know how they treat that. Mm-hmm. To make the best deal you can make, I spent 9 years in the Air Force. Make the best deal you can make, and then say, "See you, Kevin. It was nice knowing you."
So the Lakers should have traded Magic when he wanted Westhead fired.
No, that's different.
Why?
Hey, he ain't the superstar Magic is. He's
Magic was in his third year. I'm just asking you, what's different?
He's not the superstar Magic.
Magic is now, but he was a third-year player. He wasn't a seasoned veteran. He hadn't won 5 championships at that point. I know he came in and he was great from day one, but he was still a young player that ran Westhead out. I'm just saying, I get it, and I'm not – trust me, when Kevin Durant and some of these guys and the headaches and all the other – it's just a different world we live in, and you got to be able – VJ to manage people.
Yeah, not only
it's
that.
It's just different. It's different. And if you think that this is 1980, you will be in bad shape.
I have to agree with Jerome on this. I'm from the military, too. I served United States Army. My mother was a colonel. My father was an MP and a master sergeant in the United States Army, 25 years plus for both of them. So I understand what he's saying about chain of command, to go over the owner and the head coach and the GM to the owner. So that point of it, I believe. But I do agree with him also, too, with the Magic Johnson thing. You're saying, it was only his third year. But Magic had already won them a championship. We saw what Magic was. We knew what Magic was going to be.
Westhead won the championship. He was the coach.
I, I know he was, but Kevin Durant hasn't won Brooklyn anything, though,
no,
Rob.
No, but Kevin Durant's won two championships and was the finals MVP.
Don't
act like he has nothing on his resume.
I didn't say that. I didn't act like that at all.
But Westhead was the winning coach in that finals
I get it. I get it. But
I mean,
But you said yourself, though, you go superstar over coach.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to make it out. And my point was that this is not new. You could paint Kevin Durant with any brush you want.
Yeah.
But this has been going on forever.
Yeah, Durant's my guy. I saw Durant for the first time when he was 16 playing for Montrose Christian Academy in PG County and played with DC Assault, AAU basketball team in Washington, D.C. I've always been a Durant fan. But I do feel where some of the fan base of the NBA is coming from, it's starting to get old, Rob. It's kind of just the drama with Durant. It's just kind of like, here we go again.
This is the world we live in. It's happened everywhere. Yeah. And if you don't adapt to it and figure out these guys, it's going to be a problem. All right, we're going to switch gears and talk some football with former NFL defensive back Marcus Cromartie. Of course, he joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
On a Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker and VJ Husky in for Chris Broussard. Now let's welcome in our next guest, Marcus Cromartie, the former NFL DB and an NFL analyst. Marcus, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing?
Man, doing good, Rob, man. I'm trying to get like you, man. Tell me what the good deals are.
Y'all man, you know it.
you
know I'm always looking for a deal, no doubt about it. So Marcus, let's start with the Deshaun Watson scenario, and we know the league is going to appeal it, and he's going to start in their preseason game, which is probably good because he hasn't played in a long time to get some game action. But let's first say, were you shocked by the NFL, and what do you expect to happen? Will it be 12 games, 10 games, 12 games, or a whole season? What's your gut?
Honestly, I'm not shocked at all because the NFL has handled these situations so badly, so poorly in the past that there's no baseline to how a player should be suspended. I feel like all this blame should honestly come down on the NFL. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, what he did was egregious, but how do you judge it? You know, you gave Zeke 6 games and you gave this guy 5 games and this guy 4 games. There's no baseline for how a guy should be suspended. I do think the suspension will be a lot longer. I'm predicting somewhere between 10 to 12 games and maybe a suspension of all he was paid last year, like a fine of all he was paid last year. But there's no baseline to how these players should get fined. And I think that, like, the players in general are in a tough situation because they have no leeway. You know, Roger Goodell, he can say who he wants to give the punishment, and that's that.
Let me give you a follow-up on that, and then VJ, jump in. My follow-up is, Deshaun Watson has never taken responsibility or had any remorse. With 24 women, he says he didn't do anything wrong to 24 different women. So there's a big issue. He also structured his contract to not be penalized at all. And for former NFL players on television who are saying he was punished last year because he didn't play, he got paid every dime of his contract last year. So he wasn't suspended. So my only thing is that I think some of those things factor in, because people make mistakes. No one's saying he didn't make a mistake or he can't redeem himself, but don't you have to at least be remorseful and take some responsibility?
I completely agree. I think there has been a disconnect between what he's done or what he's admitted to have done, and it seems like, you know, there hasn't been a lot of ownership to that to this point. He stayed on the media for the most part, but I think there's just a lot of questions that need answers. And one is, where's the accountability with this all? As you mentioned, I don't really see a suspension as one that you put yourself on. You know, I mean, you got paid, as you said. So I think a heavy fine is coming. I think he should basically give up everything he made last year, along with game suspension this year. I also think we need to look at the Browns. And, you know, the Browns set a precedent when they gave this guy all this guaranteed money.
Right.
But like they say, it only takes one team to bet on you. They gave him all this capital and gave him a guaranteed contract. There needs to be some eyes at the Browns.
My man, Marcus Cromartie, VJ Vernon Husky here, filling in for Chris Broussard today, man. I am in shock that he's playing tomorrow. I really am. I'm a comedian, too, so I was like, hey, Rob said, hey, might as well get it in, and I laughed because I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But are you surprised, and a two-part question, are you surprised that they're even almost thumbing themselves at all of this? It's not just Deshaun that hasn't shown any remorse, that the Cleveland Browns didn't put their arm around him and say, hey, look, we're going to just sit you tomorrow. It's the first preseason game anyway, man. Let's just, you know, just to keep things a little cool for right now till we feel here what the NFL is going to do. And part two of my question, I like 12 games. I'm not sure it's going to be a season, and $25 million fine. Where you sit on both of those?
Well, I like what you said about, you know, the Browns kind of stepping in, but I actually think it's better that they don't, because now it pushes the NFL to make a decision sooner than later. I think we've been kind of twiddling our thumbs in the suspension for quite a while now, and I think it needs to be said, how many games are we going to give him? I mean, this has been circling the media for the past 6 months, ever since the trade, and so there needs to be some type of precedent set where it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen, and this is what, you know, what is going to be moving forward. I felt like this has been a lot of limbo recently. 12 games, I think that'll be perfect. I think 12 games is, you know, who's to say it's a good suspension, but it's a start for the NFL to be like, okay, this is the baseline for how players should be suspended. $20 million, that's quite a fine, but he definitely should be suspended of everything he made last year. He should be fined for all the money that he intentionally set out.
All right, let's go to quarterback controversy. I shouldn't say quarterback competition in Pittsburgh. They got three guys vying for it. The reports out of Pittsburgh is that Mitch Trubisky has apparently pulled ahead in that three-team race. Should he be the starting quarterback for the Steelers?
At this point, I think Pittsburgh, they're kind of behind the eight ball in terms of, you know, their options and choices. If I was Pittsburgh, I would consider trading for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, he's a proven winner. Mm. I think you have a good system there. You have a great coaching staff. You know, Jimmy's a proven winner. I think they can win with Jimmy G, honestly.
Cromartie, I got this one for you, man. Tua Tagovailoa down in Miami. We heard all of the talk all year long last year, his rookie year. But that hip, everybody knows when you're a quarterback, you need that hip for torque, man. You need that hip to turn and fire that thing and put it where it needs to be. And it's starting to look like that thing is healed almost all the way. And just all the video and just the stuff I'm seeing for training camp, he looks like that guy at Alabama everybody was tanking for, man. Just what are your thoughts on Tua and there with Tariq Hill and the new offensive mind there, the new coach? Where can you see the Dolphins landing this year? And what do you think about Tua going into the season?
I honestly think the Dolphins are the dark horse team. And not because, obviously, of all the weapons and Tariq Hill and Tua looking good, but that coach, that head coach, he just came back from San Francisco 49ers, and he was the one that was drawing up all those sweeps for Debo, you know, the way Raheem Mostert was getting out and doing his thing. That team is you're going to be turning your head trying to find out where all those different players are coming from, because they are going to light the scoreboard up. So Tua, he just has to put the ball in his playmaker's hands, and I think the head coach is going to find a way to do that, because he schemed the 49ers offense up beautifully last year, and that was with Jimmy Garoppolo.
And I did, Marcus, write a column for Deadspin.com where I said, I saw a path for Aaron Rodgers to win his third straight NFL MVP. We know Brett Favre, his teammate, is the only guy to do it. He did it from 95 to 97. And here's my scenario. And you can tell me if I'm crazy or this is doable. But the narrative would be that he lost Davante Adams, the best wide receiver in the NFL. And if they rack up 13 wins and Aaron Rodgers puts up the numbers he has – and makes this new receiving core, you know, a better or good, and they rack up that kind of a win total and win the division again, I think that's a narrative that voters would be interested in. Am I crazy?
I mean, they'll be interested in it, but can we be completely honest? I think they're in the worst division in the NFC. So, you know, I look at their division, I think, you know, 5-6 wins isn't far-fetched just from the division. I think Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a player. He's probably still a top 2-3 quarterback. I think Mahomes will have something to say about that. I think he has just as good of a chance to win MVP without Tyreek as Aaron does without Devontae, because I think they reloaded the weapons more for Mahomes than they did for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, but that's the point, is that he would have a lesser crew where you just said they loaded up for Mahomes. So I think that the degree of difficulty, and then you could talk about the NFC in the division, NFC North. Tom Brady played in the AFC least for his whole 20 years, and nobody held that against him.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point there. You got a point there, Rob. But I would say this. I would think that, in my mind, that Aaron Rodgers is more about kind of bringing along, because they're not going to be able to pass the ball 40 times a game. They're going to have to get this run game going. Do I see him win the MVP this year? I don't. I don't think that's in his priorities. I think his, in his priorities is like, let's get to the playoffs and do something there, because he hasn't done that in a long, long time.
All right, there he is. Thanks for the knowledge. Marcus Cromartie joining us here on The Odd Couple. We appreciate you, Marcus. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Marcus.
Always, Rob. Thank you, man.
No doubt. All right. Is tomorrow's Field of Dreams game destined to disappoint? You know, last year was unbelievable. I love it. I can't wait for tomorrow, but we'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple with VJ Husky filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you see the Field of Dreams in the U.S. of A.
No doubt. Hey, what's your favorite live event? Is it a rocking concert, an action-packed game, or an evening of hilarious stand-up comedy? I know a little something about that. Whatever it is, enter for a chance to win tickets in the 5-Hour Energy Live Sweepstakes. That's right. 5-Hour Energy is giving away $100 StubHub gift cards that you can use for live music, sports, or entertainment. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product. Take a picture of your receipt and upload it at 5helive.com. Try the 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength Watermelon Flavor. The taste is unbelievable, with zero sugar and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. And so go to 5-Hour Energy's website to find over 15 flavors to choose from. And on the site, you can even have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack. You can choose the flavors, and it's delivered right to your door. But if you're out and about, you can always pick it up. 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocer or convenience store. No doubt about it. They are everywhere. See the website for official rules. No purchase necessary to win or enter. Hey, Alex.
What's up, Rob?
Go get 5 hours.
I'm going to get more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, VJ Husky in for the vacationing Chris Broussard. AutoZone has the free services you need to get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save both time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. VJ, tomorrow Inside the Parker drops the podcast, baseball podcast. If you haven't listened, please listen in and download it and all that good stuff. And we have John Morosi, a reporter for MLB Network. He's out in Iowa. And tomorrow is now what I guess might be the annual Iowa Field of Dreams baseball game. You remember last year, right?
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's annual. They need to make it annual after last year's walk-off. Come on.
Right. Last year, I mean, I got goosebumps. You know I'm a baseball geek, but Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit home runs for the Yankees in the top of the ninth to give the Yankees the lead. And then there was a walk, and then Tim Anderson walked it off with a home run into the cornfield in Iowa. And it was spectacular. It was like one of the highest rated baseball games in, I don't know, 8 years or something, regular season, you know, a regular season game on a national level. And they're trying it again. It's tomorrow in Iowa at the Field of Dreams. And it is the Cubs and the Reds, not a marquee matchup, but those two teams are historically big-time teams. Obviously, the Cubs have their minor league one of their minor league affiliates is in Iowa. And, of course, the Cincinnati Reds were the first professional team in American sports history, not just of any sport in this country, the Cincinnati Redlegs. But my point is, I can't wait to watch it tomorrow night. It's on Fox TV. But is there any way this lives up to it? And do they need to make some changes? Because, you know, last year when we saw the players walk out of the cornfield during the introduction, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness gracious. I got goosebumps sitting here thinking about that, because I thought it was so dope that they walked out of the court. That was, other than the walk-off, that was the best part of the night.
Right, it was.
Yeah, other than the walk-off, the best part of the night is them and the camera panning from behind the players. So as they're walking through the cornfield and you just see the corn, you know, the stock moving and waving, and then the field kind of opens up to them. Oh, man, that was, I'm not the baseball geek you are. I love the game, though. I love the game of baseball. I love going to the games and keeping up with it. I'm not the geek you are with it, man. But, yeah.
I'm a geek. I know.
I know. I think you might be the biggest baseball guy I personally know. I know there's other people in the industry, and there's other people that do it for you. You know, Peter Gammon was a big baseball guy. But I think you, Rob Parker, are probably the biggest baseball guy I personally know. So I don't think I know anybody that's on it like you. Like, I mean, come on, you take vacation and go to stadiums, man.
That's what I do.
You take vacation and go to stadiums, bro.
I think that is the best quality time you can spend.
I ain't mad at you.
With a friend.
Yeah.
Nobody else in this world especially gives you 3 hours of their time. And you go to a ball game, you can have lunch, you could catch up, you could talk. I think it's great.
It is.
I just wonder about tomorrow's game.
Yeah, yeah, tomorrow's going
to
be great.
It'll be great, living up to what we saw the first year, you know? I mean, baseball could have said, that's it. That was great. It was nice, but it was too big of a spectacle to not run it back.
You got
to
run it back. And you know what? I honestly believe, Rob, the baseball gods and the sports gods that I firmly believe in are going to take care of us tomorrow night. I think we're going to get something that it may not be last year's, but we're going to get something good. Maybe somebody steals home for the win, right? Instead of a walk-off, maybe somebody steals home for the win on a pitch. I don't know, man, but I think the baseball gods will take care of us. I'm with you. I'll DVR it because there's a lot of preseason on, so I'll watch my preseason football, and then on my late night staying up with my son chilling, man, I'll put on the baseball game and watch it.
Yeah, I will be watching preseason football. Doesn't move me. I like the real stuff. One thing I do, I just wonder, you know, at that Field of Dreams game, corn dogs should be in plenty, right? And on special about there in the cornfield. So, all right, then. Thank you very much. All right, hour number two.
He's here all week, folks.
That's right. Try the veal. Make sure. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Lakers and Westbrook and the big meeting with LeBron. And does any of that matter? It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Stick and stay.
For a corn dog of the U.S. of A.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.